I'm concerned for the center journalists for many years now. Only 2 weeks ago, we put out a list of colleagues killed around the world, 118 of them killed in violent incidents. And clearly, 2015 starts in a very bad way. 10 killed in one day. It's unprecedented since we began, since record began. So we are always concerned. Journalism has become a blood sport almost. Journalists are targeted by all those who would like to keep hidden what they do and don't want to be accountable for their acts. And we want to renew our urgent call to everyone, especially governments, to make sure that these crimes do not go unpunished, because we know that the culture of impunity, which has now entrenched itself, is mainly fueled by lack of accountability. Killing a journalist has almost become risk-free, and this must stop.
And what would your advice be to journalists now, Ernest, in light of what happened yesterday? Do you suggest that journalists are more careful about what they say and what they report, to take precautions?
I don't think any journalists need my advice on how to do their job, because we know, especially we, our federation, promotes professional journalism, and that we believe that most of our colleagues are very professional. They are responsible in how they go about their business. What we could say, of course, is that we look after our own safety. We make sure that when there are threats, they are assessed with the rigor and seriousness that is needed to ensure that we can prevent any harm coming to our people. But generally speaking, I would urge journalists to stand together, to stand in solidarity, and make sure that these attacks on press freedom are defeated. We cannot be cowed in giving in to intimidation, violence. We must stand together, and I think over the long term, we're going to overcome.
What would you like to see come of yesterday? It was, of course, a tragic incident. Do you think we can take any positives from it? What action would you like to see taken?
I think what we said this morning when we met here in Brussels at an event to show solidarity is that, yes, the lasting memory of yesterday's attack will be the shock horror that we experienced, the news of the violence. But also we should look back with some comfort and encouragement at the outpouring of sympathy and solidarity from the public, of course, but also the solidarity from journalists. And I think that's what we need now. We need solidarity. We need to stand together. And I would only urge journalists to continue doing their job as best as they can, to be faithful to our principles of reporting what is accurate in an impartial way, and staying responsible towards people that we serve, the public.